B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. You and I.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like the non-point version or something. What is this?
I don't know.
Tupac version.
Oh.
Is it in the air tonight?
How could Tupac have a version if
it
he's
is.
Dead?
Right.
Machiavelli. That's like his.
Like Coachella when they did the hologram thing?
No. Like Machiavelli has produced many albums.
Oh.
Tupac's like alter ego or whatever.
His hit album, Is It Better to Be Feared Than Loved?
It's one of them, yes.
All right. Chase Winovich is supposed to be on the line. We all know where he is.
Probably at practice.
I don't know. Michigan guys
walk through.
Always late. They have
practices later.
They have no respect for other people's time.
You could be in a scheduled walkthrough right now.
You know, their
schedule could. Oh God, yeah. They could do three. They do at least three walkthroughs before practice. They do an early morning one. Then they have their meetings. Then they have one after lunch. Then they get taped. Then they have practice. So it's like a minimum of two.
So if he's not on, is that like a James White, Dietrich?
No. I think it's just this is their lone day, and they're going to be jam packed today. Then you gear back tomorrow, and then Saturday's day before game. They got a one-day week practice here.
Do you think he thought Monday was a holiday and maybe, you know, it's a day off?
That dude could have thought, based on his conversations we've had with him, he could be out looking for things.
I have a list of five things to ask Chase Winovich about today based on him referencing a Joe Rogan podcast and how aliens have been confirmed to exist based on what he said he saw on the quote-unquote news. It was kind of like a So I Married an Axe Murderer moment when he said, I like how you referred to the Weekly World News as the news. So he was, you know, he considered that to be news. And I like Joe Rogan. I think he's very entertaining.
I love alien talk.
You believe?
I love alien
you
talk,
believe?
Too.
Area 985, hell yeah. We do that it's a night show thing. Area 985 is a real thing.
You want to talk about freaky? I was listening to Adam Jones and Christian Arcan right after the Revolution broadcast last night. They went on for a really long time about, I can't even tell you what it was. It was Arcan's segment, what we didn't get to, in case you missed it.
Yes.
He's heard this. So thanks a lot, Bin Laden. Prior to 9/11, on our chartered flights when we play out west, whether we were going to Phoenix, whether we were going, you know, to the Raiders, wherever, Rams, we would sort of go over the Grand Canyon, be heading over Area 51, and we were allowed to walk around the plane. We could go up in the cockpit. Door would be open, and pilots would always invite us up. You'd go up and sit down and talk to them.
Grand Canyon, not near Area 51.
Not saying it. Like, the nice things you could see out the window, and they would tell us, here's what's coming up on the right. You know, you would kind of be in advance. Hey, folks, on the left side, you want to look out and check this out? So I sit down up there, and I'm up there with Drew, and we're having a discussion with him. And
did you sit on the pilot's lap? Did he let you steer for a while?
No, and it wasn't the inflatable pilot like an airplane.
All right.
Where he's just spinning his head in a big smile.
Because sometimes they'll let you steer for a little while.
No, did not. All right. But I actually flew the plane a little bit when we were going to Israel.
No, you did not.
I swear to God. He had to take the instruction part of it. It's like a 14-hour trip, so they talked him through it. Strapped him in and actually gave him the controls for a minute. Drew did.
Isn't he a pilot, though?
No. His grandfather was a fighter pilot. That's part of the connection there.
Oh, okay.
So he hung out a lot with the pilots on the trip.
So you've been in the cockpit.
I've been in the cockpit.
Did you see something out the window?
I never saw anything out the window. And I have not seen UFOs. But, what's out there?
I mean, we can't be the only one.
So Area 51 stuff came up. And he's like, hey, man, I've been flying 30 years. Because, you know, we can't talk about stuff that. See what it is, but I've seen some stuff. I said, so you've seen some stuff where you think it's an aircraft? No, not an aircraft. It's stuff that doesn't do what.
Unidentified flying object.
Bingo. And I'm like, so this stuff can be real. He goes, it's up to you to decide that. But he goes, I wouldn't bet against it. And I said, so you've heard about that? He goes, we can't go anywhere near that place. You can't fly near it. So the fact you can't do that, the stuff that they have there, and some of the aerial photography of these bunkers that are buried underneath, and some of the mountain parts.
The aerial photography of bunkers that are underneath the ground.
It's a mysterious entrance where, Yeah. So, see, Hardy does not believe.
No, I do. I do. There was they did a QAnon segment on the Today Show this morning, and they talked to two of these people in Pennsylvania, yeah. not coincidentally, who were, you know, these big QAnon people. And what, and you know, this woman was talking about, like, the dumbs, the deep underground military bunkers. And she's like, you wouldn't believe the stuff that we've learned. And the Pentagon said, yeah, there are underground bunkers.
Yeah, they're 15 floors.
Yeah, but they're not everywhere. They're not underneath every mall. They don't deny the existence.
We're not going to tell
things.
You where they're at.
But these people who think they've stumbled onto something because somebody anonymously starts giving them information and they take it as fact.
That's where they have the good stuff. You want to see the good stuff? Yeah.
Oh, that's, well, ID4.
But
as far as life in the universe, this has always been my problem with it. Because we learned in school, you need to have like four things for quote unquote life, right? You got to have water. You got to have oxygen. You got to have nitrogen maybe. And there has to be movement. You know, there has to be some form of movement to show that a thing is like alive. I forget what the basic, my whole question would be this. Well, what if those bases for life are different in other galaxies? Oh, it turns out you don't need oxygen for life. So, they're going out there saying, well, their life can't exist on this planet. There's no oxygen there. Well, how do you know that all life forms in the universe need oxygen or need water?
I mean,
it's a different concept of life, maybe, yeah, well, in this vast...
it's actually rude on our part to even think that this is the only way you could exist.
It is.
It's rude.
It's shallow.
Yes.
I mean, I've watched Apollo 13. They try to eat the food up there, and it's, you know, you saw what it looks like.
So we went to NASA. We got a freaking 8-hour tour of NASA. I don't know how
it's just the food can't be like that. It's got to be different kind of food.
I was amazed by the food and how you had to put the food pouches here, and you press this, and it inflates, and it hydrates. And I'm like, how do you do this for months? Mm. How do you go to the bathroom for months?
Well, they have that little poop chute.
You'd have a problem with that, pal.
What was the
I can't fit in an airplane anyways. So.
What was the thing that we bought in Houston?
Are you two seats?
I get the extra seat, JetBlue. Huh. I'm a one-seater, but I have problems fitting in the bathroom of a plane.
So you can't get in the bathroom and, like, turn around?
I could. I don't have to leave the door open.
What about the Mile High Club? Is that a possibility?
That ain't happening.
Nah. So I'd have to get one seat for that.
You ever fly private?
Never. No.
Zoe, tell us all about it. No. That's the only reason why I asked.
Dude, you're 6'5". I mean, I'm 6'3".
I could be fine. I could turn.
You can close the door in there, too?
Totally.
Do you think you could fit in one of those saucer things?
No. No, because of the capsules we climbed in all over NASA. I mean, that's... You got to be a little guy. It's like, you got to be a jockey. Huh. I think jockeys are astronauts. But the guys that showed us around are decently sized men. They're 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you do this?
You're not going to spread out.
You know what's cool? The SpaceX stuff. That it seems like there's more room, and it looks like it would be more comfortable just based on not having an instrument next to you all over, and all you have is just a touchscreen. And you can just lay back, and it looks like the outfits are comfortable. The seats look comfortable. I'd fly in SpaceX.
Yeah. It looked more comfortable than the shuttle stuff right. that we were looking at.
No, but like the
And the International Space Station stuff, that was cramped.
Yeah, very cramped.
I'd be out on going to space.
Oh, you're not going?
You'd be shocked.
I'd be out. If they were like, dude, you got to get on a rocket ship to go to the moon, I'd be like, no.
You'd be shocked how small the actual front of the capsule of the space shuttle is for them and the minimal amount of room.
Yeah, and again, I've watched Apollo 13. There's the, well, what was the thing that they had to get home in?
Well, they used the LEM.
The LEM.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they had the LEM.
The LEM was a lifeboat.
And they only had that little window. You know what I mean? Sure. It's just that. The oxygen level.
Yeah, but
like, I'd have a problem with that.
See,
I go to Vegas and I have problems breathing over there.
I don't think
the altitude.
I don't think about this stuff at all. And then they got to go and release those classified files of, like, the Navy pilots tracking this thing out on over Atlantic City and you know, right over the Atlantic.
Well, you know
in
what?
New Jersey. I'm like, okay, so you're going to release this stuff. Now you got us believe it again.
I'll just ask you the questions I was going to ask Chase Winovich. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll start with the Roswell cover up. Was there a cover up at Roswell?
Yes.
Joe Murray?
Sure, why not?
Absolutely.
I think it's a weather balloon. Number two, chupacabras, yes or no?
Yes.
Ooh, I think yes.
There's something there. Did you see the one ever climbing underneath the bridge and it's hanging on climbing?
Mm.
It's the middle of the night, looks like a bat figure.
No, if you could pull up that video, though, I'd like to see it.
Okay.
Moon landing, did it happen, yes or no?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
You had to think about it, Joe?
Well,
you
have to think about it, Pete Carroll?
People went there. It's they put people, a flag on it.
People went there.
So I believe it.
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I'm in and out.
You're yes on Chupacabra, but you're on the fence on Bigfoot.
Yeah, because I think Chupacabra, I think there's evil forces that can sort of blend. Bigfoot's like nice big hairy guy.
I mean, dude, there were dinosaurs. There's a Chupacabra. There's got to be a Bigfoot. Like, there's just that's just
now
the way the world has evolved.
All right. And finally, oh, is he on the phone now?
That's great.
I don't want to do the last one then because the last one's the Lulu. The last one's that is the one that's going to send him over Lululemon. The edge. All right.
We can break that dead door?
Yeah, as soon as he's ready, let me know. I don't know. I don't know what you want to do, Jim. You tell me.
We're going to do him in 5 minutes?
We're asking Chase if he's got a few minutes. We're seeing.
All right. The last one is the real Lulu, though, that we'll ask right. Chase. But I'll.
Yeah, he's going to call back.
Okay.
All right, good. Take Chase went.
There we go.
Chase went. The questions just asked of Scott Zolak and Joe Murray will be re-asked of Chase Winovich when he joins us next.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's up, guys? I'm here in Charlestown. Charlestown. What's up, guys? I'm here in Charlestown, and I'm going to give you guys an inside look at how Team Winnow merch is made. Let's get to it. Let's go. Let's get this merch, this fine quality, handcrafted, thanks to Stefan merch. Some of the finest merch in all the land. If you don't get the merch today, you're missing out. You're missing out. Get this merch and just look at it.
Is this what we do now? We bring on a guest by playing outtakes?
No, we pump them up.
It sounded like we're all borderline, and not we. I'm looking at one person specifically, almost trying to embarrass Chase Winovich as he joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Chase, hello, it's Hardy and Zoe and Joe Murray.
Well, we aren't willing. That's what was posted, right, Chase?
Yeah, we're switching up the team here, I see. What's going on, guys?
Well, we got a guy out today for he's doing something. So you're with Hardy, Zoe, and Joe Murray here. But Chase, if I came to Foxborough and put you in a car, can you drive me to where Charlestown is? Do you know where Charlestown is on the map?
Of course, but I don't think you're pronouncing it right.
Charlestown.
Yeah,
the town. The movie.
It would only be fair at some point. Maybe we'll play for Chase Scott Zolak back in the day when games he was trying four. To do promos for the games on four. That's all he had to say, Chase, was games on four.
Just keep being you, dude.
Games on four. Zoe had a problem with that one line, so it happens.
Yeah.
Heading out to practice. You guys getting ready? This is what like the one practice of the week. Is that going to be enough?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. What you get is what you get, and one practice is, I guess, all we get. We found our respective patches of grass. The guys were looking sharp yesterday at workouts, and yeah, I'm really excited for this game. At the end of the day, football's football. We're a bunch of instinctual dudes, I think, just going to try to give it our best shot, and we're excited for the game for sure.
All right, there's a lot of experts out there that were looking at that Buffalo Tennessee game are saying, oh, Tennessee's going to get smoked because they couldn't practice. Did that open guys around the league's eyes that, you can get some stuff done virtually or with minimal practice and still go out and play sharp football, play well?
Yeah, that is interesting. I joked about it last week saying if we traveled the day of the game and it ended up working out better, we might have to do that in the future, where it's kind of something interesting because if you see like the trends in terms of practices and you always hear about guys talking about back in camp, they used to have 3 days and camp used to be like 3 months long and yada, yada, yada. It was brutal. Don't get me wrong. And shout out to the guys in the NFLPA that are fighting for us. But at the same time, it's like there's obviously an argument to be made that more is not always more, especially when it comes to football and the physicality that the game brings. But Who knows? And that's such a small sample size. Obviously, we're going to need some more games before we can make an assessment like that. But it is an interesting year in that sense, for sure.
All right, Chase, I'm the fill-in guy today. My name's Joe, and I don't care about the football stuff. I wanted to ask you about when you were meeting with teams before the draft. Obviously, you know, there's the story about you asked Madonna's daughter out on a date. I want to hear about this one. Can you tell us about that, and why do the teams care if you actually went on a date with Madonna's daughter?
Yeah, so I'm not going to mention any players specifically, but so I think that kind of was, I don't want to say a misperception of me, but it kind of, I guess, was at the end of the day. You know, just trying to be this person that maybe was not so focused on football or seeking attention or just things that were just slander to my name, because if you thought that about me, then you got me all wrong. I am extremely dedicated to my craft. And so I think it was just like a backwards way of kind of approaching that situation. Like, why, you know, what is it like the reason that you would go on a date with Madonna's daughter almost? It was just a weird attempt. That's why it was more of a weird question, but to be honest, like I said, that stuff is great, but and fun and stuff. But really, I'm just trying to focus on playing football and kicking butt.
All right, Chase. It's Twisted Tea Thursday here on Zolak and Bertrand. Yeah. Chase Winovich, Twisted Tea. More than just the original hard iced tea, it's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted. Enjoy responsibly. The Twisted Tea question of the week, Chase, comes from Stephen D. from Marlboro. He said, how long did it take to successfully balance on your hands?
Handstand?
Yeah. You're talking about a handstand?
I guess. I've never seen you do a handstand. Apparently, yeah. Stephen D. is very impressed with it.
I used to be better at handstands, for sure. Headstands are a lot easier, I think, just as in like a general yoga pose. But it didn't take me really that long. There's a lot of, just as an athlete, I think there's a lot of carryover into some of the movements that we do. And I think having a strong core is one of those. So some of the exercises came easier to me than others, for sure.
I think Zoe would attempt a handstand.
Nope,
for us.
Break my wrist.
Okay.
Break my wrist.
Not going to try it. All right,
nope,
go ahead.
Nope. Not strong enough right now. Back in the day, I could do it. But yeah. Obviously you had a couple guys test positive on your team, and you guys have been through this process. And you see other guys throughout the league have had it. It seems like it changes week to week as far as guidelines, protocols, and maybe things get added as you go. Have they told you guys, in essence, like to gear back at night, be careful where you go, or, you know, just be smart. We want to get this year in. We want to play football.
I don't know if that so much has been the message, is just making sure that we stay safe. And it's just crazy times.
Yeah.
Guys will get it, and there's no real way to confirm 1,000% where you got it from. And they were talking about this yesterday, just like locker room talk, I'd say, just, you know, guys chatting it up. And it's just like, from what you hear around the league, and just like, just the mysteriousness of how this virus spreads, and just like guys that you never expect would get it from, but, you know, from that person, will just somehow come down with it. It's just kind of crazy. Even the symptoms themselves can be a bit of a roulette game. So just a matter of trying to stay safe and trying to make sure that, you know, we keep it from getting inside the locker room. Because think about it, if we all test negative, it can only come in. So just making sure that we're doing great job with mask diligence and hand washing, just the simple stuff we could take care of. That's really all you can do.
All right, Chase, last week we learned a lot about you in terms of the things that I don't want to say you believe in, but things that you learned either from, Joe Rogan
stuff. We dig that.
Yeah. So I want to dig a little bit deeper. I have five questions for you, and I just want to get your thoughts on these five items. We started to...
Wait. Before you continue, I want to say thank you for plugging the merch at the beginning. For those that don't know, we recently launched some new merch, it's pronounced Win with an O merch, you know, just to make sure that the spelling is correctly pronunciated on the last name, and some other funny merch, including my dog. But go ahead, continue.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We'll pump merch, man. I got no problem pumping merch.
Well, you know me. We're all about the plugs here. That's
hell
fine.
Yeah.
We're just going to start with a simple question. I'm just going to say the name of a theory or a situation. You give us your thoughts. 10 words or less. Roswell cover up? Yes or no? UFO crash, Roswell, New Mexico.
Cover up.
Cover up.
Absolutely.
All right. You are in agreement with both Scott Zolak and Joe Murray on that one. Number two, the fabled chupacabra monster seen in Central America and the Southwest United States. Does the chupacabra exist? Yes or no?
I've looked into this one a little bit.
Nice.
You're going to say no?
I'm going to say no. I don't think it exists.
Okay. Somebody just suggested also to kind of piggyback off the chupacabra, Mothman.
Oh boy.
Mothman's real.
Now why would you say Mothman is real yet chupacabra doesn't have a chance?
Mothman is definitely real.
100% not a doubt in your mind.
I know he's real.
I'm not laughing because I don't want the Mothman to visit me. You see that sumbitch standing outside your window with them red eyes.
9 feet tall.
Yeah, then yeah. Things are going badly for you. Okay, here's a popular one. Moon landing.
I want to know how to do it.
Moon landing. Was it a hoax?
No, I don't think it was a hoax.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right. You sound disappointed.
Yeah, a little disappointed, I guess.
Yeah, you kind of admit facts are facts.
I started my own production company, so we could always stage like the next moon landing or even a Mars landing.
I think that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Oh my God, the Chase Winovich moon landing. How about Bigfoot? Does he exist? Yeti, Bigfoot, Abominable Snowman. Give it a name.
I think he exists, but not in the way that we think he exists.
Right.
See,
I think at some point in time, like if you, for example, you see early hominins that just existed on small islands and they got just became extremely small people. I think to the same extent, somewhere on Earth, there could have been a band of people that were just extremely tall. And so I'm going to say yes, but just not how we think of it.
Think about that, though, Chase. Where we grew up, and you go down past Washington, and you head out towards Morgantown, and you get out in the sticks of West Virginia where some of these hillbillies live. And to think
that
they're... Yeah, exactly.
That's where the Mothman was spotted.
And to think that like one of these hillbillies went and mate with a bear or a grill or something, and that this...
They mate with Mothman.
Right.
Final question for you, Chase. Your theory only. You don't have to spill any state secrets. Why didn't Malcolm Butler play in the Super Bowl?
Stop it.
What? It's a legitimate question. He's got a theory on it, I'm sure. Malcolm Butler, why didn't he play?
I think I'm losing connection.
Excellent answer.
Hey, real quick, Chase, do any like guys you go against, like, offensive linemen or anything, anyone ever like throw jabs at you about some of these theories you may have? Or like, do they look into you at all? Do they say anything on the field about this stuff?
Well, to be honest, that's funny. No, I feel like most of my theories, except for the Mothman, I save a little room for BS. Obviously, you always have to, just with anything you do or think about, especially when it comes to like these sort of theories. And so I always have a decent bit of like, okay, like this could be fake. Like I still consider. I'm open to new evidence. Let's put it that way. Nothing's, extremely closed, except the case of Brandon Lawson, or especially the case of Brandon Lawson. If you don't know what that is, you should look it up. That is something that,
doing it now.
Yeah. All right. Get on it. We'll talk about that next week for sure.
All right. We will. And until that time, Chase, good luck this weekend against Denver. We'll talk to you next week.
Get a W. Appreciate it, bud.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
There goes Chase Winovich joining us.
What did you say, Brandon Lawson?
Brandon Lawson. Yep. I just looked it up.
It's been missing.
Right. This is gonna send us down a rabbit hole.
Well, why don't you let Murray hit the hub headlines as I look this up and read about this? It's gonna be fun during the break.
All right.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So a third down and 8 for the Patriots, backed up to the 10-yard line as Harry and Edelman split to the left. Burkhead and Burkhead go right. White to the left of Hoyer in a 6-3 game. Burkhead drops into the backfield. He lines up off the right side of Hoyer, who now widens Bird to the right side of the field. Hoyer waiting on the snap. He takes it. The Chiefs with an extra rusher. Hoyer under pressure. He's hit from behind. The ball is loose, and the Chiefs have it with a fumble recovery across the 20-yard line, eventually brought down on the play. Kansas City comes away with a takeaway and another missed opportunity for the Patriots deep in Chiefs territory.
Inexcusable. I don't know which decision's worth. End of the first half. That's egregious.
Well, that's the type of pro-style offense that Joe Murray likes. That's what he wants to see more of. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Fabito here today. Joe Murray is with us.
That wasn't pro-style.
We had a discussion before the show about what you would like to see going forward. Let's back up a little bit here, Joe. Brian Hoyer got the start, of course, against Kansas City, and we were operating under the impression that it would not be Cam Newton again. For the game against the Broncos, which, of course, now we're hoping it will be this Sunday. But last week it was going to be somebody else. Who did you want to start that game?
I wanted Brian Hoyer to start that game with Cam Newton not playing. I just thought that Stidham wouldn't be ready to go against the Chiefs in that game.
Okay, that's an important basis to start from. So I am on the other side of that where I say there is no way you can responsibly put Brian Hoyer back out there as quarterback for this team.
But you understood why, right? Short week, the kid's not up to play yet. Like, he, you know,
the whole week I'd start to kid.
Brian Hoyer found out on Saturday, and he made no excuses about it. He found out on Saturday that he was going to be playing on a Monday.
He had 40 hours to get ready.
Yeah. He wasn't ready. That's why he played like crap. And I know he's not good, okay, but that's why he played like crap.
But he played well in spots. He did. Yeah. He threw some
coming
nice balls.
He
did.
Well.
But as a backup quarterback, as a 10, 11, 12-year veteran in the league where you've been mostly a backup quarterback, you don't get a week to get ready. Sometimes you get 15 seconds to get ready.
So?
That's his spot. He's right on this.
You go into the middle of the game on a 3rd and 7 when your quarterback goes down.
Two most critical decisions he had to make in that football game, he effed up beyond belief.
So in hindsight, the Patriots were wrong starting him that day? And I know Jim's had this argument.
They were correct starting him. I would have went with Stidham coming out for the half.
But they did. They had a conversation about it. And they said
they sure did have a conversation.
We're going with the kid, and he did. He made a terrible mistake.
No, they left Hoyer in another.
No, they left him in, but when he screwed up, they took him out. That was the discussion.
He should have been out before that. I think he should have went at halftime with the kid. Just said, get the kid ready at halftime.
Okay.
Instead of just, okay, next series you're going naked.
You're setting yourself up here. I think Hardy said, because the argument or the discussion that we had off air.
What would you like to see more of going forward with the Patriots? Would you like to see Cam Newton as quarterback? Or would you rather see more of what you got with Brian Hoyer running a quote-unquote pro-style offense?
You keep sliding Hoyer in there. What if it's Stidham and last year's offense?
To answer the question, I want Cam Newton to be the quarterback of the Patriots.
This year?
This year, yes.
What about next year?
No.
See? There's your issue.
Okay. And this is the same question I'm asking everybody because I'm on board with giving Cam Newton the extension right now. Who do you want in there next year?
There's a plethora of quarterbacks that could be available next year. Yeah, you could
look at how Justin Herbert has exploded early in the year off basically no preseason.
Yeah,
and I couldn't have picked this kid any more wrong.
What quarterback are you convinced right now would be better than Cam Newton that you can reasonably say is going to be available
right now? Maybe
Dak Prescott off an injury.
Going to be available. I don't think the Cowboys are cutting bait with Dak Prescott even after the injury.
I don't think they can. That's their guy now. The injury even hooks him up more to it.
Reasonable.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no,
give me a reasonable name that you would start at quarterback over Cam Newton next year.
I would probably go with a kid from college if it was available here. But you want an NFL name? Like an NFL name? I don't know. I mean, I wonder what... I know you're going to tell me it may not be reasonable, but I think Aaron Rodgers could be available. I think that.
Okay, but no, that's good. That's
I think Green Bay wants to go
that's
with
a possibility.
Jordan Love. I think that.
I don't think they can now, though.
No, it wouldn't sell in the.
Jordan Love's Jimmy Garoppolo 2.0. It's ignited Rodgers to a point where Rodgers is in the zone now, and you don't get rid of
him. And the thing is, the Patriots have the salary cap space that they could take on that type of guy.
Okay.
I think Jimmy – now, is Jimmy Garoppolo going to be better than Cam Newton? Maybe because of the offense, he could be.
I'm going to go with what he just said, and I'll go with Garoppolo.
After what you just saw with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Here? Yeah. I'd take him here. With this coach? This coordinator? Yes.
Maybe the better question is, what's your problem with Cam Newton?
I have no problem with Cam Newton at all.
It sounds like you've got a huge problem.
I don't think it is. I think it's a style of offense that you want to see, and I'm used to the pro style offense too.
So if we were gonna go,
I did Navy football for 6 years. I don't want to go to Navy football.
Yeah. If we were gonna go, me and you, I'm the head coach.
Yep.
You're gonna be my offensive coordinator.
Yep.
What are we running for an offense?
We're going shotgun and back offset, three wide, 13 personnel.
Okay. Now, if we didn't have an offensive line and no playmakers, what are we running? Probably an option, right? Some sort of. Like, the Patriots don't have playmakers, so they have to run this offense.
They don't even have a tight end.
They don't have a tight end. They have to run these counters and these end-arounds and these veers. And this,
I got news for you.
Jet sweep.
They don't have receivers to catch the ball in this pro-style offense
that's why I don't like watching this. My point has nothing to do with Brian Hoyer or Cam Newton. I've watched for 20 years now. I have watched the Patriots in a shotgun or some sort of, you know, receiver set, two receivers, three, whatever, with a tight end, going back to Ben Coates all the way to Rob Gronkowski. Now I'm stuck with no tight end, and I'm stuck with a guy who really doesn't throw the football downfield.
Well, what's going to be the easier
fix? Can't throw it downfield.
No, Cam can. This has nothing to do with Cam Newton.
Well, what's going to be the easier fix? Finding a tight end that can actually catch the football and that you can rely on for more than, did you say seven catches or seven targets?
Seven targets. That means you're even looking his direction seven times.
Finding a tight end that is worthy of more than seven targets for the Patriots next year, or somehow convincing the Packers that they don't need Aaron Rodgers anymore.
Seven's a magic number.
Or that Dak Prescott really isn't a fit with Dallas anymore. Or that even the San Francisco 49ers can move on from Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, be reasonable. What do you think is going to be the most likely scenario?
I think that they could get a quarterback to run the pro-style offense that they have run for 20-plus years here. It's more entertaining for me to watch than watch third and six, and what are they going to do? Like, when the Patriots are in third and long situations, it's tough to watch. And when they make terrible McDaniels at times, like these, pitch to Burkhead on a third down. Like, what were they doing at the end of the Chiefs game there with their pro-style quarterback in there? Yeah, but what were they doing? They weren't even hurrying up. But that's on McDaniels quarterback.
That's on McDaniels. That's on them saying we're not stepping on the gas here. That's a coach's decision.
I think your problems with the pro with the Cam Newton run offense extend beyond Cam Newton.
Cam Newton's an MVP candidate this year. He's the best player on the Patriots.
All right.
But to me, it's not enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, we'll continue this with your calls at 617-779-0985. We got Brent, we got Blake, we got Jimmy. You guys have been holding for a while.
Hang tight!
Especially you, Brent, so you'll be up next.
Miss something?
You got to wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Get to the calls here at 617-779-0985. Appreciate your patience on this, Brent, as we've had a very busy show today. Brent is in Shrewsbury. Not that I can pull him up.
What's up, Brent?
Because this thing is frozen.
B-Rent.
Hi, Brent.
Hello.
Hello.
You know what? A second before Chase came on, because I didn't realize he was about to come on, I just heard you guys talking about Area 51 and stuff.
Yeah.
I called in, and all I said was, I got to get in on this alien talk.
Oh, so, hell yeah.
Yeah, we know we're good to that.
I didn't realize Chase was going to talk aliens a second after I called about it, you know?
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's the universe working in strange and mysterious ways.
What do you got on aliens?
Oh, my God. You guys remember those Dos Equis commercials, Most Interesting Man in the World?
Sure.
Yeah.
Chase Winovich makes that commercial a lie. That guy is fascinating.
He's got a lot going on in his head, that's for sure. There's a lot.
Well, and he's a great athlete, too. It makes it more interesting, you know?
Of course.
Yep.
I hope he gets into podcasting, some kind of Joe Rogan thing, whatever, when he's too young to talk like that. But you know what I mean.
So, I hope he gets into wrestling when he's done.
Yeah. The Area 98.5, Jones. It might have been the last time he did it a couple times ago. And he was talking about some like someone from the Senate. It was either a majority or a minority leader. I can't remember that detail. But who said that aliens were messing with our nuclear stuff. And this was like a legit guy who said all this. And he had like a UFO program that got shut down.
That's a true story.
So I called Jones and I'm like, does that mean we tried to nuke somebody and then it didn't work because the aliens? And Jones went with that for like at least 5 or 10 minutes. So that's pretty much what's going on at night, guys. There's an update for you. And one other thing quickly. I heard Hardy bring up QAnon.
Yeah.
That blew my mind to hear Hardy bring that up because I used to read all about that stuff more from like curiosity than actually believing it. So to hear it come from someone who's like an actual adult, not a 23-year-old dope, I found that it got around. I'm like, oh my God.
All right.
No, it's fascinating.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll sit there all night and I'll watch Paranormal Cut on camera. I'll just watch it. I'll go on a Travel Channel. I'll watch it for five hours.
Ghost Adventures. I watch that.
Yeah, I mean,
just for the record, I am not endorsing or supporting QAnon in any way. I think they're lunatics. But yeah. Want to say that I mentioned it does not speak to my endorsement. You don't agree, Zoe?
I never thought you would.
No.
So you didn't have to clarify with me.
All right, good. So, Blake in Holden. You're on with Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle today. Joe Murray is here. What's up, Blake?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I'd go with Sidham over Hoyer in a second. I mean, Hoyer was screwing a game against Kansas City. I get he only had 40 hours to get ready, but he had plenty of time to adapt. There was stupid sacks, stupid turnovers, unbelievable. Sidham played fine, but 100% gone with the young guy.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a week to prepare, knowing that I think there's a bigger upside with the athletic ability of Jared Sidham. And I think the arm is better. But in the pinch, you have to go with Hoyer in that spot because that's what he's here for. And now that you get a chance to evaluate it, the two decisions at the end, the reason you're a 12-year veteran, you've been on 8 teams, and why people have you around is to get you through those. Get me to the half without the critical. Give me the 3 points. Don't fumble. Don't take a sack. And then you go on a post game and you said, Josh even told me that in my helmet. We want to take a shot here. Don't do anything stupid.
Which
double downs and,
don't
and magnifies.
Button. Don't push button.
Magnifies
you push
the
button.
Problem.
Right? No, right. I hear you.
So
I feel
however,
you.
However the mistake is perceived, double it.
Yeah. Offensive lineman. On two. Hot up. It happens.
People are like, well, what about if Brady was there? Would they even have to tell him that? That's what you do. Well, that's why you have the helmet.
Did you watch Brady last week?
He blew it in Miami 2 years ago before the half. Remember that?
Airmailed
Hogan.
Yep.
And then he took the sack, and then he went to call timeout, and he didn't have any.
From a sports psychology standpoint, I just have to say that's bad on Josh McDaniels because, you know, to bring up another golf metaphor, Zoe, don't hit it right. Don't hit it right. That's what's in your head. Hit it right.
It means you're tone deaf, though.
When you say don't screw it up, all I hear was screw it up.
Right.
It's supposed to be about positive visualization.
It's Jim Nantz before the kick. He's hit 27 of his last 27. Oh, he pushed it right.
Well, that's a gooch. That's a jinx. That's a mush.
That's a kaputz.
Yeah. Throw the kibosh on it. Right. Jimmy in New Hampshire, you're on with Hardy and Zoe and Murray. What's going on?
Not much. I was wondering on your opinion.
Yes.
Given Tannehill's success away from Adam Gase, would you take a flyer? And I don't think the Jets would let this happen. Would you take a flyer on Sam Darnold?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. I'd take it tomorrow. Murray brought this up in our little email exchange last night through the center.
We'll talk about this later, but
we will. I think it's interesting.
I think that when people get away from certain people, they thrive. And that guy
Some coaches are player killers. I've seen it in this league. I've been around some.
Oh, sure.
Some coaches just
and sometimes
kill
when
the player.
When they're given it, almost a limitless amount of talent, I think you can make that argument with what's happened down in Atlanta. Now, you think Matt Ryan's a born loser.
I just think
But I think they've had a lot of talent down there in Atlanta, and what do they have to show for it? I mean, their most notable performance during this run that they had was blowing an insurmountable lead in the Super Bowl.
He's a $33 million quarterback every year. There's no reason that team should ever be 0-5. I'm sorry. I don't care. That means you're a loser. You still throw the critical pick. You take the critical sack. Yeah. He hasn't learned anything from what he did in that Super Bowl.
I like their offense. He's a loser. I think they run a really good offense.
He's a statistical machine. Yep. Vinny Testaverde put up 50,000 yards. That's who you are.
But, Zoe, if you put him on this offense with this coach and this
no,
defense.
No, I don't want him.
No. You don't.
No, DNA.
No. Nope. Answer the question. If he's on this team, can they win games?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Anybody that could run that type of offense with this coach and that defense is good. Now, Brian Hoyer, no. Okay, but
is he bringing his two first-round picks and his top-flight tight end with him?
I think everybody was a first-round pick on that team.
They've kissed that guy's ass. That guy's ass has been elevated on a pedestal since day one. They've put nothing but talent around him. And what has he ever won?
Is Cam Newton not winning games?
Cam Newton's winning games.
Doing great. Yep, they could be undefeated with him.
I don't care if it's boring. Just win games.
Why would you just bring Cam Newton into this discussion?
Thank you, Jim.
Cam has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, well, what?
He's got nothing to do with it.
This team stinks. They don't have options.
You don't want to sign him to any kind of a deal beyond this year because you'd rather bring in a rookie from college.
No.
That was one of your options.
That was one of my takes,
that you preferred over Cam Newton.
How do we know he can stay healthy for 16 games?
How do you know a quarterback coming out of college can play the game?
I don't know either, but I don't want to pay the guy.
Well,
how do you know they're going to revamp the skill positions in 1 year?
Listen, this is
how do you know a meteor's not going to crash into the earth? You don't know hell.
I don't know.
Don't default to hell. Don't default to hell. You're better than that.
1 year deal. This is what this is. This is a let's make out, let's get it on, and move on. That's what
business
deal.
He even called it a business deal. It's a business deal.
He said it himself. What's the damn song, the country song that he sang? Remember he quoted some country song? Come on, you guys know what I'm talking
Mamas
about.
Mamas don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys?
No, he said this is like a 1 year thing or whatever.
Hello,
he's
going
to be here for 1 year.
Pretty paper.
He'll be here for
pretty
1 year.
Pretty ribbon.
Pretty paper.
That's coming.
Pretty ribbon.
Dude, we're a month and a half away from that.
Wrap your presents. Your darling from you. One more call on Brady and Hoyer, and then we'll get into the Broncos. Why Zoe is just down on this rivalry. Used to be one. Now, 90 seconds after Joe Murray's Hub headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.